Ksuvis Perakimel Mishnah Beis Ve'elu She'en Lehen Knas. And these are the ones that if a person would rape these girls, he would not have to pay a knas. Habal Giyares Vala Shvuya Vala Shivcha Sheniftu V'Sheniskayru V'Sheniştachru She'iseris Abenos Shalosh Shonim V'Yom Echad. So these girls, by the time they were three, they were either goyim at that time, they were held captive, or they were a shivcha knanis. And then afterwards they were redeemed, freed, converted. But the point is that when they were already three, there was chazaka that they would lose their virginity. And therefore there's no knas if somebody would rape them afterwards. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shvuya Sheniftes Harehi B'Kedushasa.
Afapisha Gedola.
Rabbi Yehuda says that a regular Jewish girl that was captured, we still assume that she has her psulim. She still has the same kedusha, even if she's older. Now, Taisanta brings that a shvuy is a little different than the other cases, because midiaraisa, she does not have a cheskes bula, like we said. Mustamazai, she's going to make herself not look nice, and they are more makel by a shvuya. Nevertheless, if a person rapes somebody that was a shvuya, there is no knas. And the reason that is because there is a gzera that they didn't allow a kohen to marry a shvuya, and they treated her like a bu'ula in many ways. This is what Taisa says. And therefore, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that we do not treat her like a bu'ula at all. What's interesting is Taisantif asks, we had in the first parak that a woman that was held captive, this exact case, she only gets a ksuv of a mana, not masayim, because we assume that she's not a psula. Why over there didn't Rabbi Yehuda argue and say the same thing, that she should get 200 zuz, like any other girl that we don't assume that she'd be in that state? The Gemara asks this question, and it seems that Rabbi Yehuda also disagrees over there, and he would hold that she would also get Masayim, she would get 200 zuz. Habal bito, albas bito, person rapes his daughter, or his granddaughter, his daughter's daughter, albas bno, his son's daughter, meaning his granddaughter from his son, albas ishto, his stepdaughter, his wife's daughter, albas bina, his wife's son's daughter, albas bita, his wife's daughter's daughter, ein lahen knas, all these cases, if a person raped, he would not pay a knas, mipnei shem is chayiv benafsho, because now he has a chiv misa, shemisa soy bidei beistin, because the avera that he's doing is a chiv misa that's carried out by beistin. Chal mischai benafsho ein mishalom mamon, and any time a person is mischai with his life, that this avera is a chiv misa beistin, ein mishalom mamon, he doesn't pay mamon, shenamar velo ye oson onesh yonesh. As the Torah says, by a case where two people were fighting, and it happened to be that nobody died, in that case, the Torah says, anush yanush, then you pay for what you damage. But the Torah's mashma, that if somebody was killed, then it wouldn't be anush yanush, then you wouldn't have to pay. It's only when somebody is not killed. And the Rav points out, very important, mashain came like in the other cases, where there was a chiyuv of kares or malchus, you're always going to have to pay. And like in the first Mishnah, a mamzeres, all these cases, you're always going to have to pay unless there's Edim and Hasra, like we brought. And also the Rav says, V'yilka, and he gets Malkus. Every time there's an Isra of Kares, by the way, there's always a Chiv Malkus, like Taisi Sander brings. But it has to be a case where he was warned, because the main Nakuda is Malkus. Anytime a person is going to get Malkus because he was warned and there were Edim, then he doesn't pay. But if he wasn't warned, no Edim, so he's not going to get Malkus. Even if the action is an action that's chayiv malchus, he would have to pay.